See, this is something that the church needs to really understand. And remember, we're going to love. Don't freak out, okay? The church needs to understand what this man heard, experienced, taught, wrote down, and understood. And that is, you can't put it back because in the 14th verse, actually 13th verse, no, I'm still at 12. Having been buried with him, again, past tense, aorist, in baptism, in which you all were raised with him. That's an aorist, indicative, passive. You were raised with him, say were. Okay? We're not talking about the resurrection in the future. You were already. It's already happened. It's a one-time thing. It happened in the past, and it's passive. It happened to you. You didn't do it. You were raised, having been buried with him in baptism, you were raised with him by the energia. Energia, the energy of God. Remember again, going back a couple of weeks ago, talking about the light of life and all the energy and all the waves out there and the signals, remember? And then last week, talking about the power that raised up Christ from the dead. Paul, when you begin to see into that, so much of what he writes about, telling us about, all comes back into that thing in Philippians, the second chapter, where he is all about coming to know, to experience, through, come to know by experience, the power of the resurrection. And that's what this is saying. He said, hey, you've been buried with him in baptism. That happened one time. You went down, right? And you have been raised one time. You have been raised up with him by the energy of God. That's the power. And I think the King James says operation, okay? I don't know. Operation sounds like somebody finagled something, or maybe you were at a hospital or something. No. The energy of God, the same energy that went into the body of Jesus that caused him to be an immortal God man and triumph over all of hell and death. Paul said that same energy of God has raised you up. You're not just mere men and women anymore at all. Doesn't matter what you see looking back at you in the mirror. It's true. It's a reality. The one having raised him out from the dead. That's what I just said. The same one who raised up Christ from the dead. You go back to Romans 8. The spirit that raised up Christ from the dead quickens, makes whole, makes well, makes alive, supernaturally invigorates, renews, restores my mortal body. Why? How? By the power of the Lord. The one who is dwelling in me, Zoepoel, produces that life, that same energy. Well, I don't feel like it. Well, get over yourself, okay? It is a faith thing. You don't do it because you see it. You do it and then you see it. That's the way it happens. It's formed on the inside of you and then you act on it. And then it comes to pass. That's how it works. Okay. Verse 13. And you being dead in the trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you all, and again, aorist, indicative, he made you all alive together with him, having forgiven, and this is cool, because Paul's saying you all, you all, you all, you all, right? Right there, he changes that personage. He sticks himself in there. He says, forgive us, having forgiven us. He puts himself in there. Having forgiven us, and literally here's what it says, having forgiven us all the transgressions. And when you read a lot of the translations out there, it makes it sound like having forgiven all of us. That's not what it says. It says having forgiven us all, say all. All the transgressions. All of them. And that's all happened in the past. It was one time. It went on. As far as God is concerned, you have already been forgiven all of the transgressions. Well, what about the ones I'm going to do? He said, as far as God is concerned, he has already forgiven us all the transgressions, not just the ones, all of them. Well, how can he do that? Well, first of all, he's God, okay? He decided what was and what wasn't, right? But man, I still say that, oh, well. It's like even though what Jesus did was so full, so complete, so powerful that it changed the planet, literally, somehow the law and all the ordinances jumped over that chasm and we brought it into AD. It was in BC or BCE if you prefer, okay? We didn't leave it back there dead and done away with. We tried to bring it with us. And as time went on, it seemed like it got even worse. Until we reach a place where men take this book and the knowledge of these words and then try to insert themselves into accomplishing it. And it won't work. Okay? So, it was removed. Not only was the body of sin removed, you were buried with him in baptism, and he has raised you up together with him by the same energy of God that raised up Jesus from the dead. That's what it says. And then when you get to the 14th verse, you get this. Remember I said, how come you can't put it back? Okay? If you got there by transgression, if you got there by trespassing, if you got there by violating the ordinances, the rules, the regulations, then if you violate them again, you would go back there, right? Are y'all here? Come on, Lola, help me out. All right? Think about it. I mean, this is a no-brainer. There you were. All of that was cut away and removed, and if that wasn't enough, you were buried with him in baptism, and you've been raised with him by the energy of God.